Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
River Island's guest line, he's on YouTube with us as well, our good buddy Tim Kawakami, tapped in like no other. The TK show, obviously, wonderful. SF Standard as well. Tim, how are you this afternoon? What's going on?
I'm not doing very well, Mark. How you doing, Dibs? Yeah, I can't believe it. You are calling this accurately. Last night, I was like, you know what? I don't really have to monitor this game. I certainly don't have to tweet about this game any longer. And I actually made a phone call. I was talking with a friend. Mm. And then about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, I said, you know what? I will call you back. I think I need to pay attention to this. And I'm glad it was really an interesting game. Obviously, Warriors don't win. But usually when Steph and Jimmy Butler out, I can kind of phase in, phase out. And I did phase in and out and then really back in on that game.
Exactly. So where is the Pat Spencer experience going? They've got another 27-some-odd games of activity to figure out what they want to do with him. How far away is he from sort of becoming in their plans, I guess?
Well, I mean, like, obviously, he's on a two-way contract, as you mentioned, and Kerr mentions this frequently, because I think they are going to try to figure out how to get him on. They have 15 roster spots filled up. Seth Curry was number 15. They are right up against the second apron. They are hard capped there because they use their mid-level on Al Horford. They're going to have to do a 2-for-1, 3-for-1, you know, something like that, I think, to open up a space for him. That is something I'm sure we can talk about. I think that, you know, yeah, they are going to be active on the trade market. But they can't do anything. They got time with Spencer. 27 games is a lot. They could even mess around with it. And, you know, it's hard to imagine now not having Pat Spencer activated on this team. But I think when Steph is back, the role is lessened. I think he's really important. He's really shown he's very important when Steph is not playing, just to be that initiator. And certainly when Steph and Butler aren't playing. But when games and they're back, maybe less so. Although I think he's a good player. I mean, Pat Spencer's won me over. My guy Marcus Thompson has been a Pat Spencer guy all along, and he's got over the hump for me. This guy can play, and I think the Warriors are going to try to figure out a way to get him on the full roster this season, and maybe try to get him, into some kind of 2-year deal so he's on the roster next year. We'll see. This is a new thing for them. They obviously had not planned for this, but hey, you got to react to a guy playing well, specifically when Steph is missing the game. And he's going to miss more than another couple games probably, right? He's probably going to miss another 4, 5, 6, 7 games this season, maybe just out of common sense, maybe a little injury here or two. And then I think here's what we found out, and I don't want to make an incredible hot take judgment here, but in the games that Steph misses, Pat Spencer is better for them than Brandon Pajemski. And I don't think Brandon Pajemski's fans and Brandon Pajemski himself love hearing that. I think it is true. I don't know that how you can argue it at this point. And then when Steph and Jimmy Butler are back, Pajemski is fine in that situation. He's not good as being the initiator. And guess what? Pat Spencer is pretty good at it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been good in a small sample. Tim Kawakami here on 95.7 The Game. So I guess the follow-up question is, who is good at that when those guys are out? Because we saw JK try to do it, and it felt to me, Tim, like it was the old Kuminga from last year where He's just trying to get his. He's trying to get to the mid-range, which, as you know, is the one shot you don't want to take.
Yeah, he's hesitant. I think his season changed when, you know, he had been playing so well. We all noted it early in the season. He's with the situation. He's blending in well. At times he's taken over 2-3 possessions at a time. Then he hurt his knee while they were making this change anyway, pulling him out of starting rotation. I don't think Kerr really was overly emotionally committed to JK in the starting lineup, but it had done well. And then Moody was back, and then there were other options. And then he hurts his knee, and they had to make those, they win those two big games in San Antonio. And it was noted. I don't think he liked that it was noted. It was noted by me. I'm pretty sure he did not like that it was noted by me. I know his agent did not like it was noted by me.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're three weeks later, and it feels similar. I think he's an amazing talent. I don't think it's best for him to be on the Warriors. I don't think it's best for the Warriors for him to be here. And I think we're all seeing it. You know, other teams like him a lot. That's great. I don't think the Warriors want to trade him at a discount. Maybe that's not what happens. But they're getting towards that situation where they got to figure out what they can get for him. And if they can, do they have to just trade him for something, or do they hold on to him and try to trade him for something more in the offseason? I'll just say, you know what? The reason why people reacted so strongly to me saying it 3 weeks, whatever those Spurs games were, wasn't because it was wrong. It's because they're just very sensitive about it. It's a sensitive issue. It's the real thing. You know me, I don't mind putting my finger on the third rail sometimes, and I did that time. Fine. I don't think I was wrong, and it's as this is developing, it just doesn't seem like it. Again, it could turn again, and I'll say it if it turns again. I don't know that this is going to work out with the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga, and I think we all could have predicted that in the offseason, but you did have to play it out,
yeah.
And they still have to keep playing it out. It's not over. I'm not saying it's over. I'm just saying that's where this is headed. It's been headed this way most of his Warriors career, right? I mean, it's just with ups and downs and up, but it always kind of returns to the mean. It returns to where everything flows to with, does he really fit here? And in the moments when he should be at his best, right? When Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are not in the lineup, he's not good. And that's the roughest part, I think, for the Kuminga people, is this should be when he has every chance and every right to take over. And he's receding further into the background. That's not great. That's not great for someone as talented as he is, someone who's as bright as he is, someone who wants to be great, is yearning to be great, wants to be great on this team, sometimes wants to be great and let the stars get out of his way. No, that's not going to happen. And then when they do get out of his way, when they're hurt, it doesn't happen either. Those are an interesting set of circumstances that probably would lead you to believe that this is not going to happen for him here.
Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. So, yeah, a couple things there. First of all, Tim, you weren't wrong. So I was following that whole thing, and you were absolutely
that was, got yeah. a little big conflagration there.
I mean, it's
like, whatever.
It's like you said, though, it's touchy, and sometimes I think some of us don't even understand how it's gotten to this point, but it doesn't matter because it has. And so, like, you just said something there at the end that I want to dig into. He wants to be great on this team. The one thing I still don't feel like we collectively know is whether or not he wants to be here. And the agent's behavior, especially recently, call it what you want. He ripped Steve Kerr on Twitter. I don't see how that's productive, certainly for the Warriors, but even for Jonathan. What's going on with that group? What do they want in a perfect world?
They want JK to be a star, which is fine. I appreciate that. I told Aaron Turner on Twitter, I understand your point of view. It's not going to happen at this moment. It's not happening when he's been given the chance to do it. At some point, you have to say it's not going to happen. I'm going to separate the agent from Jonathan. At some point, you can't. It is his agent. He's working for Kuminga, but he's a pop-off, fine. Maybe that's going to help. I think it might have helped him get some more money from the Warriors, which is his job, all the good. I don't know what popping off on Twitter now, once he's gotten paid, is all about, but fine. I don't think he's getting Steve Kerr fired, right? I don't think he's getting Steph Curry to defer to Jonathan Kuminga. I don't think he's going to get this thing turned over to Jonathan Kuminga style and have – sign a 5-year, $250 million. I don't think any of that's happening. So, okay. I think Kuminga wants to be a star. And I know he does, which is great. That's what players should be. I don't know that he knows exactly what it's going to take to get there. I mean, we can see it. He stumbles through some of this, and then he has a great moment. That putback dunk, even in last night's game, was incredible. He can do things not many people can do. Can he do it for 20 straight plays and 7 straight minutes? He has not proven he can do that. And in this situation, at the end of a dynasty, you kind of need him to do it. And is he any better now than he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, any more consistent? Maybe. But now his contract is such that the Warriors can use it in a trade. That was the whole point of what they did with his contract in the offseason. So it just comes to the point where you have to make a decision on something. Finally, they put it off last year. Maybe they should have made a call and just said, let's just move him in a sign-and-trade as a restricted free agent. They didn't. Okay, I understand. Joe Lacob loves him and loves his potential. But he loved James Wiseman's potential too, and they traded him for Gary Payton a second back. It just wasn't a huge value, but hey, that's what it was. They might have to make the same decision with Kuminga. You're not trading him for 2 first round picks, or trading him for Giannis, or trading him for all these other things with Trey Murphy. I don't know that that's going to happen. Maybe, but I think it's heading towards: do you make a convenience trade, which would be for a CJ McCollum or for a DeMar DeRozan? I know they don't want to do that. They don't want to sacrifice that value. Then you have to make that decision, and then you carry him into the offseason, possibly, against some of his wishes. And then you go from there. I think you ask what he wants. He wants 20 shots a game, and he wants to play 35 minutes a game. That's what he wants. That you can tell. It's in his body language. It's in everything he does. That's fine. You should want that when you're a basketball player, especially with his skill set. He hasn't earned it with the Warriors. Just hasn't. And if you're going to earn it, you're going to do it in the games where Steph doesn't play. And that has not happened at all this season. So, again, they're running out of time on this to just be able to put it off. He's 23, still very young, but they're contractually and situationally running out of time. It just tells you, again, I don't want to make sweeping decisions when they don't have to do them, but this is heading down that road, and it started down that road 3 weeks ago, and there's very little reaction against me when I say it now, which is almost the exact same thing I said 3 weeks ago, so that's okay. Sometimes it takes a while to congeal, and I think we're seeing it.
Yeah, interesting you say that, Tim, because in the summer, Mark and I fought, and I said it can work, it could work, and through the first 12 games, he averaged 29 a game, and he was doing the things that they needed. So I was victory lapping all over this mother jumper, and then, the next 10 games have happened. And so Mark actually has gone to my camp and back to your camp, and so now...
It could have worked.
I mean, it did for a minute there.
Yeah, exactly. And, if he wasn't in a different contractual situation, maybe you could keep riding it. He is not in that. He didn't want a long-term deal. They didn't want a long-term deal. Okay. There's realities here that were set up by what's happened over the last 2 years. It's really was set up by Jimmy Butler being traded here, because that's when, Jonathan was out with the ankle injury. They take off. He comes back, does not fit into this. It's just not his style. The Butler offense doesn't fit him. The Curry offense sort of fits him. But they have other guys who play better within those things. And then that led to him getting the DMPs, which were explosive. That led to the weird negotiations over the summer, that led to the short-term contract, that leads to what we're looking at right now. But it could have gone other ways. There's no question. He's got the talent. No question. They need that. They need a power forward behind Draymond Green who's explosive. He just hasn't been that, and I don't think it's going to happen for him here. And it really, really is better for him, I think, for it to happen somewhere else. It's just a matter of finding what that else is and what the Warriors get for him.
Tim, you know what's interesting? I think maybe the bigger news of the week is not the Jonathan Kuminga situation continuing to be the same thing that it's been for many months. It's the fact that now Brandon Pajemski is getting pulled out of fourth quarters and was entered back into a fourth quarter on Tuesday, and it became a whole thing and all of that. So especially with DeAnthony Melton coming back, where is the organization on pods?
Well, the Warriors still love him. I know Warriors fans are not in unity with that, but he still does stuff they like. He still works well with superstars. He's kind of a player that you can plug in when you have Steph Curry and you have Jimmy Butler. The point is they don't have them right now, and they will not have them at all times during the regular season. They probably will have them for the playoffs, though, so if they make the playoffs. So he remains valuable in a lot of ways. I've been critical of him. Others have been critical of him, but I still acknowledge the guy does things that help teams win when there's a Steph Curry out there and when there's a Jimmy Butler out there, which is going to be most times for the Warriors. But when they're not out there, he ain't that good. And he gets stuck. He can't get to the rim. It looks like he droops noticeably when he misses shots. Teams are giving him shots. That's what happened last night. They played him like Draymond Green. They just said, please take the three. We'll pack it back in on everyone else. Please take the three. And I think that got him a little, you know, thrown off. And it showed. He was a minus 20 in the game. I just think in those situations, Pat Spencer's better. I think Kerr, as you pointed out, didn't make that decision when Spencer was playing well in the fourth quarter of the Oklahoma City game. Goes to Pajemski. It does not work out. I don't think Kerr probably thought that was a great decision afterwards. And this time he rides. You know, Pajemski doesn't play in the fourth quarter at all. Either does Kuminga and Moody barely play in the fourth quarter. Hard to argue with that, you know, given what we were seeing. I think when Steph is out specifically, we will see Pat Spencer get a much larger role. Now, the Melton question is very good because that's the one that really could cut into Pajemski minutes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because Melton can go guard people. And Melton can go, you know, shoulder himself into the lane and go try to score. Now, he was doing that. He wasn't scoring so much. But it's his first game, obviously, with a year off. More than a year off after the ACL, coming back from that. That could be a guy who can play with Steph Curry. And Pajemski's very valuable because he can play with Steph Curry. There becomes an interesting issue that I don't know that we don't know the answer to that. Yeah. Steve Kerr doesn't know the answer to that. Pajemski's never going to be a DMP, but I liked Anthony Melton a lot. Now you got to worry about him getting hurt. He's been hurt a lot the last few years. I just think there's a reason, you know, we joke about it. And that six-game thing last year, oh, my God, he was so great. Six games, like it's the greatest six-game run in the history of the NBA. But there's a reason why the Warriors keep saying, and they say this off the record, they say this all the time. That's what they say. Oh, my God, did you remember how good he was in six games? That's also maybe a little bit of projecting on what they are not seeing from Pajemski. That's me reading it, not anyone else. Do you see what he does? He's aggressive. Do you see what he does with the ball? Do you see he's guarding people? He was guarding Maxi at the end when Maxi put up that shot that missed. Now, it's an air ball that, you know, Edgecombe picks up and scores and wins the game, but Melton was on Maxi. They're not putting anyone else on Maxi at that point. Interesting. That one I have no direct answer for other than I think Melton's going to be really good for them. And if you start looking at where the minutes are going to come, you know, that it maybe some from Hield, but I think Hield is dialed up to play some minutes every game because you just got to respect that three and his shot is beginning to come back. You look at some of the other minutes. I'm looking at Pajemski there. It could drop his minutes and I will understand it if it happens.
From Melton to Moody, Tim, what do you see from Moses Moody that's got Steve Kerr now a little bit cautious about playing him in high leverage spots?
Yeah, I think, you know, they kind of were optimistically making Moody, like, he's our point of attack defender, because they didn't have others. And, you know, you can't play Gary Payton all the time. You know, Kuminga could be it. I think Kuminga's actually pretty good at it, but he has other issues. I think Moody, they were hoping, because he's not going to be a dribble initiator on offense. He can hit the spot up three, but not, you know, he's not a 39, 41, 44% guy. He's a little lower than that. They were hoping he could be their guy to guard point of attack, and he has not been that. He has, seems like he's playing slower recently. Maybe there's something physically, I don't know. I see that when he gets blown by, and he does, Kerr pulls him. He just pulls him because he doesn't want that to happen. You got to be really hot offensively for Kerr to let that happen and keep you out there when you get blown by. It's probably been too much to ask of him. Well, De'Anthony Melton can do that. So Melton could get some of those minutes. Kuminga can do it. Maybe Kuminga gets back into some of those minutes. Maybe Moody gets better at it. I think Moody's been up and down. He's had that injury to start the season. I think that's why we're really seeing – we're seeing Will Richard, you know, frankly, has closed over Moody a couple times in the last week and a half because he can stay in front of the ball a little bit better. They got options. I think Kerr will rotate through these. My sense is that they're going to go a little bit away from those three that we're talking. Not huge, not DMPs, but you got to go where the guys are playing well. I mean, you're looking at Steph Curry saying, who do you want in there? I think he's going to say the guys who are producing is Will Richard. It's definitely Pat Spencer. It's going to be De'Anthony Melton. I think Hield is almost an automatic in there just because of his threat from the outside. And he competes on defense. He's not great, but he competes. The others, I don't know. They might be in that group. And as I wrote today, it's like you can say, you know what? It's everybody's in a group. We'll see who's out there. But that's not what – I mean, Kuminga's making $23.5 million. Pajemski's going to want to make a lot of money coming up. And Moses Moody's making 13. Like, these are not random players. These are players you're supposed to turn it over to at some point, and it's not happening. And it's fair to say that. It's fair to put some responsibility on them. You know, we're not putting a responsibility on Guy Santos and Pat Spencer and whoever else, because they're not making that kind of money, and they're not, haven't been talked about like that. Well, let's see what these guys can do under the pressure of some really interesting rotation decisions that Kerr's going to have when all the guys come back. You know, maybe there'll be injuries all over the season. That's always a possibility, and Kerr doesn't have to have the toughest answers. But I think you know where I'm leaning on this. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think I would have a De'Anthony Melton playing 8 minutes a game. You know, I'd have him playing 20. And then GP2's got to play some minutes. It just becomes – I think Will Richard's got to play some. It just – the math becomes the math, and some people are going to lose out on this. And unless we see more, you know, unless Moody and Pajemski and Kuminga start doing more, they're going to lose some minutes.
Tim, it's going to be an interesting couple of months coming up on this. I know we'll chat about it again soon. Keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for coming on.
You got it, guys.
All right. Anytime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.